Well, very exciting news this morning because it's been a long time coming. Mm. The Bark Hut Inn has finally reopened more than a year after it was sold, and we're delighted to have Graham Wilcox, the Managing Director of the business, on the line. G'day, Graham.
Hey, Graham.
Good morning, Greg and Ellie. How are you this morning?
Yeah, fantastic. Very well. I'm very happy about all this great news.
It is good news. It has been a long time coming, Greg, and a lot of hurdles, but it's, the Bark Hut is open, only in minimal capacity with fuel and drinks and ice creams. Hopefully next 3 weeks we'll get the bar and the restaurant opened and everybody to come out. We've had a lot of good support from Territorians through all the, after the COVID stopped. It's good to be reopened again and talking to people on the highway.
That's right. I mean, I had no idea that the Bark Hut Inn had been closed for 4 years. It seems like only yesterday that I was cruising by and pulled in to get a nice icy cold drink on my way out to go fishing. And, you know, it's been such an icon for so many years.
Yeah, it has been an icon for a lot of years. There's a lot of changes out here. It's been refurbished bring it in line with the 21st century and the health standards. But yeah, no, it has been a long time coming, and I think we'll get a lot of support off people on the highway, and we are the last stop, and Crobbery is just down the road, and Crobbery is a great place to go as well. But hopefully we'll get a bit more support coming out this way and the people going out to Kakadu, and I think tourism's going to be a great thing going forward for the next 12 months after all this COVID problem.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to us about some of the changes that you've made, because you recently purchased the Bark Hut Inn about 12 months ago and you've been, you know, working quite tirelessly to reopen it.
Yeah, just changed the decor a lot, and new cool rooms and cooking facilities and just new shop. Just bringing it online, just tidying it up, opening it up from... It was a bit dark and old, and so now it's just all opened up and airy and great for families, and a big grass area for kids to run around. We hope everybody enjoys the changes that have been made. It's not the old Bark Hut, it's the new Bark Hut, and I think that's the way we're just going to go forward. And I think people will enjoy it and like it when they see it.
Yeah, Graham. What about the animals out the back you used to have? You're going to be reintroducing those?
Yeah, we've still got Jill the buffalo. She's just had a loaf of bread for breakfast.
Oh,
she's going all right.
She's a lucky girl.
she is. But yeah, that's about all we've got at the moment. We'll go forward and probably get a crocodile, and we'll see how we go.
Oh.
But baby steps at the moment. We're just trying to get open and get some money coming through the doors.
Well, I tell you what, we are so delighted that you've worked so tirelessly to open up a territory icon. So this weekend, if you've got time, please pop on out there and grab something from the shop, and that tavern, kitchen and accommodation will be up and running in a few weeks' time. I tell you what, Graham, you've done a wonderful job, and we're so delighted to see all your hard work pay off.
Thank you much, Ellie. I appreciate the call and the support, and I know Territorians are out there, and I know they will come and support. And the lazy lizard in Pine Creek, and when COVID stopped, Territorians just came out in numbers.
Yeah.
It was fantastic to see it. We didn't really need the rest of the states. We had Territorians.
And that's it. Right.
It's good to see.
It really, truly is. Graham Wilcox there, the owner of the territory icon, the Bark Hut Inn. Please pop on out there and say good day to Graham and that wonderful buffalo he's got out in the backyard there, who gets a loaf of bread for brekkie. What a lucky girl.